everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to The Love Code. It's a pleasure having you join me for an experience of opening your heart, your mind, your body to a greater connection to who you are, especially connecting to a place of unconditional love. So The Love Code, for those of you who are joining us for the very first time, is a show dedicated to helping you to understand how the latest leading-edge paradigm of quantum science is merging with ancient wisdom to bring us a deeper understanding of who we are and the reality in which we live. And probably even more importantly is learning some practical skills, technologies, spiritual technologies, I like to call them, formulas that we can apply in our daily life that open us up to creating healing miracles. So this is an action-oriented show. We're not just talking about uplifting, inspiring topics. It's also about sharing with you proven tools that can allow you to transform your life. So whether it's a health issue, whether it's a relationship issue, whether it's dealing with financial challenges, whatever may be the source of suffering, difficulties, pain in your life, this is a show that's going to give you keys. And if you choose to use them, you will find a way out. It will amaze and delight you as to what you access in discovering the power that you have as you connect to that power inside yourself. So that's what this show is all about. I would like to invite you to go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, because if you opt in there to my newsletter, then every show that we do every week will automatically be sent to your inbox. There are some special gifts that will be sent your way, and you won't miss a show. And you don't want to miss a show because this is so enlightening for you and your life, your family, your community. I want you to have access to these shows. So that's the way to go, and I'm going to spell my name because unless you know me, you may not ever guess how to spell it, so I'm going to give you a shortcut. It's Dr. Dr. Cheryl, S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L, Selman, S-E-L-L-M-A-N. So lots of R's, lots of L's in there. S-H-E-R-R-I-L-L-S-E-L-L-M-A-N, Dr. Cheryl Selman. So go there, opt in, and I will be sending out these fantastic shows every week. And I also have another program on PRN.FM, and that is called What Women Must Know. So What Women Must Know has been going for about 15 years, and I will be sending that program out to you as well when you opt in to Dr. Cheryl Selman. So there you go. Take advantage of accessing these great shows. They are designed to uplift, inspire, transform, and empower you. And it'd be great to have you a part of this growing community. So today we are going to be learning how to experience joy in daily life with my guest, Francisco Quintero. And I want to share a little bit about Francisco with you before we enter into this great conversation. Francisco Quintero is a certified master teacher of the Tao Academy who has developed training programs in several continents around the world based on the wisdom and teachings of Master Qigong Sha. As the leading teacher at the Tao Academy, he shares his great expertise and knowledge and has assisted in training over 6,000 Tao Hands practitioners, soul teachers, and soul communicators. Master Francisco has been featured on German television and BBC radio, as well as in numerous European publications. As the author of Divine Joy, How to Experience Joy in Daily Life, Master Francisco teaches others how to overcome life's challenges to create a joyful life by using simple yet powerful practices based on ancient wisdom. As a first-generation American of parents who immigrated from Mexico to the United States, Master Francisco followed his parents' dream of attaining a good education. He holds a bachelor's degree in physics from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and began his career teaching math and training math teachers at middle schools. A diagnosis of high blood pressure changed his life. Based on his family's cultural beliefs about natural medicine and herbs, he began to explore alternative medicine. He began his spiritual journey and has traveled with Master Shah to more than 30 cities across 5 continents to teach ancient wisdom and very effective methods to enhance every aspect of life. Master Francisco continues to travel worldwide to teach and train practitioners and teachers and to help people all over the world to live flourishing, happy, and healthy lives. So it is my great pleasure to welcome Francisco Quintero to the show. Hello, Francisco.
Hello, Dr. Cheryl. I'm very happy, delighted to be here with you and all of your friends and loved ones from around the world.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. You are such a bright, shining light. I had the wonderful pleasure of meeting you when I was at Master Shah's retreats in Toronto for 2 weeks, and you were just, you know, such an amazing being to see you share the healing gifts you have and your wisdom, and to know that, you know, all this began because you were in search of finding a solution to your blood pressure issues. You never know where life's going to take you.
Correct, yeah. Everything happens for a reason is my little saying.
Well, you probably, when you were, and we'll talk a little bit about what awakened you on your journey and your greater purpose in life, which happens to have been a health challenge, right? So let's talk a little bit about the health challenge that you were facing, because as is so often the case in other conversations we've had, it's those health challenges, and for some people it could be a relationship challenge or a financial challenge. There's some event in a person's life that appears in the moment to be the source of great concern and distress and pain, and when we look back on it, it really was an opening to something new that was coming in. So talk to us about what happened in your life that was that initiated a whole new transformation for you.
Thank you. And as you mentioned, it was, you know, it was a health challenge that I was going through. So at that time, I was a mathematics teacher, actually, and I was, you know, teaching mathematics in the middle school, so 13, 14, 15-year-olds, and I ended up having high blood pressure that was getting chronic. So here I am, 26, 27 years old, high blood pressure with a blood pressure reading of 190. So when I went to the doctors and they were going to start to put me on medication, I started to, at the same time, see my mom suffer from high blood pressure. So it's something that runs in, you know, the family. And I thought in that moment, like, I don't know, this is not, you know, I need to find a different way to heal myself. And that began my journey of looking for something different. Maybe there was something, you know, nutrition, or I just read everything out there, from spirituality to health to nutrition to alternative healing, everything that you could think of, until I came across, you know, a person called Patricia Smith, who healed herself through Qigong practices. And she was at that time learning from Dr. and Master Jigong Sha, and she started to teach me these really simple practices, and it worked for me. And that opened up a whole new realm to me that I've never ever would have ever, you know, thought was possible until that happened to me. So I'm very grateful, and that was how I began my journey with all of these techniques that you have been learning. So I'm very grateful to you.
So you were very young when all this happened. I mean, you were, I mean, first of all, it's really unusual to have an issue with high blood pressure when you're what you, I think believe you were in your 20s. When this was happening?
Yeah, late 20s.
Yeah, I mean, that's so uncommon. You know, people don't usually have blood pressure issues so young in life. It generally occurs later in life. So it was almost like you had to have this condition so you could find your way.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, I would literally, I could feel I'm very sensitive to my body. So I could feel like my veins, you know, the pressure inside. And, you know, it was also stress related, of course. But it led me into something on my journey where I'm here now, you know. So, you know, we have to be grateful to every experience we have in life.
So tell us a little bit more of which led you on this journey into writing your book. So you met Patricia, who had been learning from Master Sean, so she has certain healing tools. So what can you just fill us in a little bit more about that journey that you went on?
Great. So I met Patricia, and at that time, Dr. and Master Jigong Sha, he was having events near Soquel, California, which is, for those of you not familiar, that's in the Monterey Bay area, which is south of San Francisco. So I started to learn from this spiritual teacher, and he started to share these practices, and he started to do things that I've never even heard of, actually, but they all felt very good to my heart, and they all felt very... like something special was happening to my soul, and it was awakening something deep within me. And, you know, this little book that is called Divine Joy, How to Experience Joy in Daily Life, actually, when we started Master Shah, the way he trained us is that he started to open our spiritual channels and receive messages from heaven. We receive messages, you know, many people receive messages from, like, angels or saints. So he started to receive these messages from heaven, and that's how he was teaching us how to write, is through flow. It was like a natural, you know how sometimes you see people who write books, and then, you know, when they get the inspiration, they just go on their computers or in their typewriters, and they would flow these books that just came out of nowhere. But that's how he was, something very similar to that is that I would sit down to meditate, and my spiritual channels would open, and the information from the book would just flow like water, that it only took 1 or 2 weeks to write the book. So that's how this little book came into manifestation. It was through that experience of applying Master Sha's techniques to open the spiritual channels, but to open this writing channel. It's a writing channel that the information was able to be received from the source, and it just flowed out like water, these practices on how you can experience joy in your daily life. And they're all based on Master Sha's techniques, very simple and very practical. So that was I think that's the first time I shared that experience of writing that book. So I'm very grateful to you, Dr. Cheryl.
Well, thanks for sharing. I mean, that must have been quite an amazing time in your life when you feel like you are receiving the information and it just, you know, you're just there to write it down and get the spelling
exactly.
Correct.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what's happening, is that all this messages come through, and some things are new, and that you're like, wow, that's a new teaching that I've never heard of before. Like, so the information is very powerful, and it's very healing, actually, for even the writer, when you flow in this way.
You know, I can relate to that, because when I was writing my first book, which was called Hormone Heresy, it was a time when my life was so full. I had a full-time psychotherapy practice. I was putting on a conference. I had another business. I mean, there was just so much going on in my life, but I was compelled. I got up at 5:30 every morning and biting at the bit to sit and write. And that's all I wanted to do. So I kind of have a sense of what that's like, because it's just this energy that's, you know, that's filling you, and it just it's an easy process. You know, you get excited about
Correct.
It, you know, and I mean, all writers wish they can plug into that all the time,
Yeah, and it's a very natural process, actually, and it just flows, and the energy is just nourishing you, supporting you, healing you, and it at the end, it's very smooth process without little effort, actually. So, you've experienced that, so it's very similar.
So tell us what were some of the key messages and inspirations and wisdom that was revealed to you when you brought that book through. My language would be like you channeled that book, however you want to say it, but it was, you know, through you, it's inspiration that came through you. So, yeah, share with us a bit of what is in that book.
So, you know, one of the key principles or the key pieces of information that's very important of all of these teachings is that everything has a soul. When you understand that, your depth of knowledge, your wisdom about how to connect to the soul, how to connect to your soul will grow and grow. So, you know, everything has information. So the word joy or universal joy is also has a soul. It has information. You know, joy, just by saying the word joy, universal joy, is that has a soul that can bring great healing into your life. So we want to bring this power, this mantra, if you want to call it. A mantra is a special sound, a vibration. And joy is one. You know, how many people, it's good. It actually feels good to even say the word joy, because it carries a certain frequency and vibration, okay, that word, that message. So one of the teachings is how do you connect to that message of joy? That will uplift you, that will remove blockages from your physical body, from your emotional body, from your spiritual body. Because when we don't have joy in our lives, there's a blockage somewhere. Maybe it's in our heart. Maybe someone hurt us, or a little trauma in our heart of pain. So when you repeat these sacred phrases or the powerful mantra like universal joy, it will help to very gently, very lovingly remove those blockages that suddenly you may have more light in your body, or that joy will now start to radiate out from your heart. And that's when the healing will start to happen, and that's when you're going to see that, there could be joy in every part of your life, in whatever condition you are in. Even when you're sick, instead of seeing the sickness as something as suffering, okay, you send joy and love to that part of the body or that area of your life. So that's an important thing to remember and apply.
So can you define soul a little bit more? Because that word is used in all sorts of ways, and I think it's really important to have more understanding of what do you mean when you say soul, when everything has a soul, whether it's a frequency like joy, a quality, or whether it's an organ in the body or your sense of self, there's a part of us that we have acknowledged that is a soul. How do you define it?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question, because it's the more that you understand it, at least in the context of Dr. and Master Jigong Sha's teachings, you will be able to recognize and connect deeper. So in this teaching, many people, for example, believe that you have a soul, or I'll call it the body soul, and that's who you are, the essence of who you are. The soul is a golden light being, okay? So many people, they believe that they have a soul and that, you know, it has certain qualities. In Master Sha's teachings, he goes a little bit deeper, and he says, your heart also has a soul. Your liver also has a soul. Your stomach, your spleen has a soul. Your spinal column has a soul. Your eyes, you know, each one has a soul. And a little bit deeper, every heart cell every little cell in your body has a soul. Even you go deeper, every grain of sand has a soul. So the soul is a beautiful golden light being. So all these organs are radiating light. So you're like a collection. You're a system of souls. And when you're healthy, your heart soul, your liver soul are in harmony. They're loving each other. They're radiating light. They're supporting one another. They're nourishing one another. So when you look at your personal life, you know, your emotional body has a soul, your physical body, your mental body. So everything is about the soul, and we want the soul to be like a radiant sun. It's a golden light being that's happy and healthy, and that's when you have joy, and that's when you have good health. It's when that soul that maybe is the light has been diminished. You know, like trauma, when someone's been hurt, or maybe when they're brokenhearted, you know, a divorce, or maybe someone broke your heart. The soul then, you know, the light can slowly diminish. And over time, you know, when we've experienced so much trauma or pain or, you know, stress, that the light begins to diminish and then affects all of these souls within our body or in our environment. And that's how we can lead into sickness. Was that a little bit more clear, Dr. Cheryl?
So, you know, when I talk about the soul, you know, like there's a physical body and then you have that spiritual body, which is the soul. I've always thought that was like your divine connection that has differentiated into the physical third dimensional world. But it's like your connection to this divine essence. Is that not the whole story?
You know, that's a very good question as well. So this soul that I mentioned, that you know, the qualities that you have, there's something even deeper than that, and that's what you're referring to, Dr. Cheryl, is that essence within you that's connected to the divine, that's connected to the source, the divinity within you. That's like your higher, people call it like your higher consciousness. That's even a step further where you are connecting, your soul is even connecting to that deeper essence of who of the divine within you. And that actually takes time for people to realize that, the divine's also within you. The source is also within you. And your soul awakens to that potential and that aspect of who you are. So that is also part of it.
Okay, and the thing that, I mean, the teaching that goes even deeper into understanding the soul, which, to be honest, I don't think most people really, we say this word, but we don't really know what we're talking about, you know. And is that everything has a soul. Every organ has a soul. Every cell has a soul. I mean, the cell is really a microcosm of the entire body. I find that to be so fascinating. And people like Dr. Bruce Lipton have always talked about how every cell has every single structure and function in it that the body has. So the cell has, you know, like a heartbeat, and it has like the liver, and it's a replica. It's like the microcosm, the macrocosm of the microcosm. It's, you know, it's fractals. It's just everything the same dynamic, the same structures recreated over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's exactly true. So, you know, that's why it's very similar to, you know, the Taos within you, the stars, the planets, the galaxies, everything is within us.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've had some experiences where I've tapped into this. That's not an everyday experience, I have to say. That's why it's hard for people to grasp it, because it's speaking a truth, but it's not the truth, it's not the experience that most people have access to on a daily basis. We're kind of locked into this three-dimensional world, and we tend to think that's all there is and everything is solid, and of course it's not. And that's where the quantum model is helpful to help us understand that we live in this, you know, field of infinite possibilities, and we're so much more than what is just crammed into a physical body. Our consciousness is so much more. You know, when you were talking, I was also thinking of what Bruce Lipton has said, because I recently interviewed him for What Women Must Know, and I always loved the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. But when you're talking about divine joy, you know, he says in a cell, it either is an environment where it promotes growth or an environment that stops growth. It's like on-off. It's not like you are in between a little growth, but not a lot. It's like you either create a supportive terrain and environment that is promoting growth, or there is no growth. And if there's no growth, then the system, the dynamics deteriorates and dies. And to me, that's very similar to the practices that I've been learning from you and Master Shah, and these qualities like divine joy. If you just say that word, just say the word, because it does embody a frequency and an energy, it has a direct impact on every single cell in your body. And whether you believe it or not, right, whether you believe it or not, if you're just willing to say it and repeat it and sing it and use it as a mantra, whatever, it is having an effect.
Yes. That's why the field is very important. So when you chant, for example, these phrases like joy, like these positive phrases, joy, unconditional love, greatest love, greatest forgiveness, or when you connect with Master Shah's Dao Chang, the source healing field, you're uplifting that vibration, and it changes the field around the cells in the body. And then that promotes healing within the body. So it's very similar.
Right. And that's why putting these practices into your life on a regular basis, it's like taking a vitamin pill. You know, you don't notice how that vitamin pill or that vitamin C or whatever that supplement may be that your body is requiring for healing. You're not aware of what it's actually doing in the moment, but you believe in it and you take it, and it does support you as you stay committed to taking that supplement, for instance. And it's like that with these mantras, these spiritual tools, techniques. If we are willing to trust in them and use them, we will then find out how it's supporting ourselves in the healing process. Just like, you know, taking your vitamins, you trust them. You don't really know what they're doing inside your body, but you have information that tells you it's good for you when you do it.
Yes, and it feels good. It feels nourished. If I may, Dr. Cheryl, there's a beautiful meditation in the Divine Joy book. If I could do a part of it right now, just so you could experience this nice energy shift.
Oh, absolutely. That's what we want to do, have experiences that we can take with us. So be my guest. Go for it.
Okay, so everyone, close your eyes and place your hands in your lower abdomen. And just take a deep breath and relax. So visualize a beautiful golden light radiating in your liver. Your liver is radiating and shining brightly. Your liver is smiling. Visualize your liver filled with joy. Joy fills your liver. Smiling liver, smiling liver, smiling liver, smiling liver. Your liver has a big smile. Your liver has a huge smile. Your liver is filled with so much joy. visualize a beautiful golden light radiating in your heart. Your heart is radiating and shining brightly. Your heart is smiling. Visualize your heart filled with joy. Joy fills your heart. Smiling heart, smiling heart, smiling heart, smiling heart. Your heart has a big smile. Your heart has a huge smile. Your heart is filled with so much joy. The next one, visualize your heart chakra, that's in the middle of the chest. Visualize a beautiful rainbow light radiating in your heart chakra. Your heart chakra is radiating and shining brightly. Your heart chakra is smiling. Visualize your heart chakra filled with joy. Joy fills your heart chakra. Smiling heart chakra. Smiling heart chakra. Smiling heart chakra. Smiling heart chakra. Your heart chakra has a big smile. Your heart chakra has a huge smile. Your heart chakra is filled with so much joy. And take a deep breath and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. And just open your eyes and see how you feel. So I just did part of the short meditation there. It's a creative visualization, actually, to help you bring, change the energy within your body. So how are you feeling, Dr. Cheryl? Maybe you can share.
It makes me want to laugh. I just, you know, this image of this big smiling heart is just so funny, right? So it fills you with that lightness of being and that joy, you know?
Great
big smile,
you know, right away,
my
energy,
heart.
Yeah, so your energy shifts. And then, you know, when your energy shifts, your soul is happier. And then the soul then can do its job to heal you, to nourish you, to bless you, and, you know, manifest things in your life.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And you know, yeah, it just whether you visualize it or just get a sense of it, you do connect with that sense of joy and lightness of being, as I like to call it. You know, it's uplifting. It shifts your energy. And that's the healing. I mean, that's when healing happens. You know, going back to that metaphor
exactly,
from Bruce. Go ahead. No, go ahead, Francisco.
Yes, that's exactly. That's when the healing happens. So we first have to shift that, you know, shift our consciousness, shift the energy in our body. And then the soul will naturally begin to radiate light. It will naturally begin to heal sickness, naturally begin to bless finances or relationships. So we're allowing our soul to kind of do its job, or, you know, naturally, you know, do its function, which is to heal.
So it's really about recognizing, number one, that we have a soul that connects us to that. And these are my words, so you may need to, you know, either correct me or express it in the way that acknowledges how you understand it. But to me, it's like when you connect with your soul, you're connecting to that place where you have the ability to shift the energy, that field that we talked about, the information field, and align to the highest possibilities and potentials that are within us. And the more we, even this simple little exercise of that joy of seeing your heart smiling and your, you know, golden light in your liver, and you could go into the spleen and the lungs and the kidneys, the major organs of Chinese medicine, or any area of your body that I guess is also in pain or disharmony. We're literally changing the information, which will then facilitate the proper flow of energy again.
Yeah, you said it very well.
Oh, good.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, when we have sickness, somewhere there's a blockage in the body. whether that be a spiritual blockage, an energy blockage, or maybe it's our mind. But when everything's in alignment, you could recognize those blockages easier. And then when you shift that energy, when you connect to a higher frequency, then the shift starts to naturally happen, that joy comes out, or that, you know, the sickness starts to disappear. So it's like awakening the healing powers within us.
That's so powerful. And that's why it's so important to learn, not just learn strategies, because it doesn't have to be difficult. This is pretty simple to do, but it's the discipline. We can't accomplish anything without discipline. And I'm sure that was your experience when you started to study with Master Shah. I'm sure he, you know, required certain discipline for you in order to achieve and attain the gifts and abilities and that shift of frequency that occurred for you.
Yeah, so when I first met Master Shah, which was in late 2001, early 2002, I was very disciplined. I had to do practices 1 hour a day. Like when I started to heal my high blood pressure, I did practice 1 hour a day, every day for 1 year. And it was, and that's when I was saw the results and the shift happening. So healing can be very fast, but it also could be a process. You know, most of us go through a process of healing. And sometimes it's just a miracle happens and you know, shift happens right away. But yeah, discipline will help to develop your energy centers, develop your energy chakras that your body will then naturally shift. But since then, Master Shah has released so many higher level practices like the Dao Chang, which is made of this special Dao calligraphies that have special frequencies and vibrations that shift the energy much faster. So now people are making these shifts at a much accelerated rate than when I met Master Shah, you know, in 2001.
Wow. So almost 20 years ago, when you think about it. Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you mentioned the Dao Chang. So this is a term that first of all, you mentioned the Dao and then the Dao Chang. So these are terms that may be new to people listening. So let's define what the Dao is and then what Dao Chang is.
Thank you. So Dao here, I'm not talking about like traditional Taoism or like the religion Taoism. I'm only using it as to represent the source, is this infinite energy, you know, universal love, if you want to call it, universal light, but this infinite, you know, vast energy that creates, that manifests. And so that's what I'm speaking. So Dao calligraphy is Master Shah, he's drawn these special calligraphies that align with heaven, with Mother Earth, and they carry pure frequency vibrations from the source. So he like infuses these calligraphies with very powerful light, with qualities of love, so that when you are in these, it's like a field. Think of it like the field. And the field just dramatically carries a high vibration. And in that, when you are in that field, your vibration starts to change very rapidly, that you can heal at a faster rate. So Dao Chang, that's a term in Mandarin Chinese, but it simply means a source healing field. Chang is a field. So it just means that it's a field of light, a field of love that can bring healing into our lives. So it's, and it's made through these Dao calligraphies that, you know, one day when you have the opportunity and you go to Dr. Shah's website, drshah.com, you will get a look at some of these calligraphies.
Because they're very unique, and maybe you can just share a little bit more about the, you know, why they are so special, what Master Shah is able to bring forth by writing these calligraphies, and I think most people know what a calligraphy is. It's Chinese writing, but Master Sha does it in a very unique way. As far as I know, the only person on the planet right now who has the ability to do this.
So, so he writes it in what's called Ibiza, which means a oneness stroke. So it's a one stroke. And he does the oneness stroke so that there's a smooth oneness. You know, people talk about oneness. We want to go into oneness. Well, he does that so that the calligraphy is all one stroke. So it's one energy, which helps them to align our energy. And it also, the calligraphy, he has blessed it, empowered the calligraphy. He has transmitted healing power in the calligraphy. So that when you learn how to meditate with it, when you learn how to trace the Tao calligraphy, you're like absorbing its positive energy. You're absorbing that light, its healing qualities, using that quality then to heal your body. And people have received, let me share this little story about someone who, someone brought their mom to this, one of these Dao Chang, Dao calligraphy, and they had lost their father. And she wrote, I'm just going to read what she wrote to me. She said, "This is the first time that my mother joined the Dao Chang. For years and years, she had blockages stuck in her lungs. She cried for 7 straight hours related to the loss of my father who transitioned this year. And now the coughing that she has had has totally stopped. Unbelievable." So this person came in with mom, who had, you know, all this grief in her lungs and cough that would not go away. But in this field, this Dao Chang field, this love field, those blockages were able to melt away right away, that this person had a release. So this is just one little simple story of what's happening with this Dao Chang.
Yes, it's very powerful. You know, when I was first introduced to Master Sha, because his publicist contacted me and I was going to interview him, so I wanted to do a little research on who this person was. So I started watching some of the YouTubes on the Dao Chang and the healing, which people would come up. They'd come up out of the audience, or whoever was, I guess it was at the center in Toronto. They'd come up and they'd, you know, have all these various health conditions. And they would be there in front of the calligraphy, and you or Master Sha, someone would help to transmit these energies to them. It's literally just sitting there in front of this calligraphy, and of course, you know, the abilities that you have in opening that field to a person. But they would, you know, they would inevitably, within 10, 15 minutes, whatever their health problem was, disappeared or drastically reduced, which was amazing to see that. And I didn't really understand what was happening when I first was tuning in. I've come to understand it much more, and your explanation is so helpful. But that's what I observed. It was like, wow, what is going on here?
You know, it's I have seen these, like, so many miracles happen in my life since I met Dr. and Master Jigong Sha, but I sometimes even also be like, wow, did that just happen? Like, where people have, you know, one lady that I read recently came in, she had a frozen shoulder, could not move it. But then sitting in the field right away, her arm just started to rise. And I'm like, oh my, you know, like, what's that? You know, like, wow, like, did this just happen? So it's this field it's hard to describe what it is, but it's something you have to experience and see for your own eyes, like, wow, this is really what's happening. And many people have experienced great healing and life transformation.
And you, because you've been with Master Sha and have developed so many abilities, I would say, you sense that field, or you sometimes, I would imagine, even see what's invisible to most people. You have an ability to perceive it.
Correct. So I'm very sensitive, so I can feel energies in my body or in my heart. Like, I can feel it in my body, in my heart. So, for example, just going into the field, I feel like right away, like, a surge of energy that just enters into my body. So it's, you know, hypersensitivity, not, you know, feeling these qualities of energy. And my third eye, my spiritual eye, is also open, so I can see the energy as well, as it's flowing not only through me, but also through others, and see how the energy is changing in the body as you sit in the field. And what is happening? This is a source field, a love field that, you know, in that field, there could be beautiful energies that come in from heaven that completely, like, wash us, nourish us, heal us in a very powerful way. It's almost like watching, like, it's almost surreal, actually. But it's beautiful, and it has a very loving quality to it.
Well, yeah, what a gift to be able to experience those energies, those frequencies as they're being transmitted. You know, it's just, it makes it very real for you. And people are just open and trusting to receive. So I know people are listening. They're going to say, okay, I want some of this. How do I get some of this healing? So, what do we tell people? Well, how can people experience this? Because you don't have to necessarily be there in the center in Toronto, Canada, when this is going on.
Correct. Yes. So I would recommend for anyone new to go to one of our free sessions. And there, we call them Dao Chang Presentation. And they take place every Tuesday. And if you go to Dr. Shah's website, drsha.com, you will find under the events these Dao Chang presentations, and they're free. You could join in person or by webcast, and you could sit in to be part of that field and see some of these miracles taking place so that you can begin your journey with that.
Okay, here's the question. Do you have to be there lifetime, or can you watch it at another time and still receive the healing?
You can do both. I would recommend for a new person to watch it live so that you can experience it and see, you know, learn also from it. But also, you know, your intention. Sometimes if your intention is to receive, you know, about a healing for a request, you can go register, make your intention, what you want to change in your life. And I've seen people actually, you know, receive great healings through that as well.
Okay, so it's every Tuesday. What time?
That's every Saturday.
Oh, it's every Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, so there's the time varies. That's why if you go to drsha.com, you will see the different times. So some time zones would be better for you. So you'll find different times there for you to participate.
But at the same time every Saturday, it just depends on your time zone is when you're watching it, isn't it? Or
yeah, correct. It's every Saturday.
Okay, and what time is it on Saturday?
The one here in Toronto is 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, so 10 a.m. Eastern time, which is 9 Central and 8 Mountain and 7 Pacific time. And if you're over in Europe, I think it's 5 hours. From where I am, maybe 6 hours. 8 p.m. Okay. So,
oh, no, not 8 p.m. That would be...
No, it's about 6 hours difference to... I can go look that up.
That's
real quick.
Correct.
Yeah. So, or I know people are listening in Australia. People are listening all over to the show. So people need to check out their time zones and see if you can listen in, because it's quite profound. It's quite a profound experience. So that's every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And if you go to Dr. Shah, that's drsha.com, there's lots of information there and testimonials. That's what I did. I just kind of looked around YouTube and you know, saw amazing things happening, you know, amazing healings. It was so impressive. And how do people get hold of your book?
The book is called Divine Joy, How to Experience Joy in Daily Life. And if you go to drshad.com, and if you go to, there's a section, you'll find a store there, and you could get the book there. That'll be one of the ways that you could get the book.
Good, because, you know, I love books that are simple, that have simple techniques in it that can be easily incorporated into your life if you practice them. And, you know, again, it's the practice, it's the discipline, it's using it. And see what happens, because you have nothing to lose, a lot to gain.
Yeah. It's a very simple book and very practical and not too long, so it's a great little read.
My kind of book. It's perfect kind. So in the few minutes that we have left, Francisco, what words of wisdom would you like to leave us with?
I think what I would like to do is just give everyone a blessing. How about that? A very short blessing to help you have more joy for the holidays. So just close your eyes, take a deep breath. It's a blessing to fill your heart with joy. Blessing start. Yum ya yo ya yo ya yo ya yo yo ya ya hey ya yo ya ya yo ya ya your heart with joy. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So that was my heart song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cheryl. Thank you, everyone.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Francisco. Thank you so much for that. And I just want to encourage people to take that little process you shared with us earlier about seeing your organs with big smiles on them, and people can do it, or areas of their body, right? It's also where they may have
pain
in their
knees.
Yes, exactly. You know, and to just see big smiles in those areas and just fill the joy and or golden light in with those smiles. And if people listening in practice some of these and experience some benefit and improvement and changes or miracles even, I would really like them to let me know. So everyone listening, I'd like you to let me know if you find some things changing in your life, some healing happening in your life. And if you go up to drcherylselman.com, you can leave me a message there. You can email me at drs for Dr. S at drcherylselman.com. I would love to hear your stories, because as we continue with this wonderful show with the Love Code, I am hoping that people will come back to me and give me some great stories about their own healing, and then we can invite them to come on to the show and share. So I see this as a opportunity for all of us to learn and grow and heal and expand together, and then to share with each other, because that uplifts everyone. So I hope all of you listening will practice this, and let's see what happens. Give it a go. It only takes a few minutes, but it can change your life. So Master Francisco, as you are known, I so appreciate the wonderful work you're doing, your beautiful heart, your commitment to bringing more joy into the world. Thank you for being with us today, and I wish you the greatest joy as well.
Thank you. Thank you, too, for everything you have done for everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, so much. So I'm so blessed to be able to do that. And for everyone listening, again, Francisco's book is called Divine Joy, How to Experience Joy in Daily Life. And you can go to drsha.com to find the book and a lot more information there. And the love meditations, Francisco, are they continuing?
Yes, I'm actually doing the love meditation. So every day, 11:45 Eastern time on Dr. Shah's Facebook page.
And that Facebook page is Dr. and Master Shah. So that's also a healing time. If people want to go onto Facebook Live, that's Dr. DR and Master Shah, then you will be facilitating. So people get to see you. They can see who you are. And you will be facilitating the love meditations, which is chanting a beautiful chant, a beautiful healing chant, I have to say. So that's 11:45 every day, Monday through Friday. So did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So check it out, everyone. Go up onto that Facebook Live site and just experience that healing chant. So again, Francisco, thank you so much. We've been talking to Francisco Quintero, who is a master teacher of the Tao Academy and a student of Dr. and Master Shah. All the best to you, Francisco. I look forward
to it. You too. Thank you.
So welcome. We'll check in with you down the track. We'll bring you back on to the show. Learn more.
All right.
Heal more.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, Francisco, and bye to all of you listening. Thank you for joining me today on The Love Code. And remember to fill every day with peace, love, and harmony. Bye for now.
Heart and soul.